We're checking in this morning with State Senator Bruce Caswell for the very latest on what's happening in Lansing. As we wrap up the year here, Bruce, with the state legislature, this 2013 session, as you look back on the year, what were maybe for you some of those highlights, things that maybe went well in the state Senate, things that maybe you didn't accomplish in the state Senate that you wanted to?
Well, I'm in the appropriation side of things, so the thing that is encouraging to me is the budget I'm in charge of, DHS. We have met all the requirements. We're in a lawsuit. We met all the requirements to hire enough people to have what the court considers to be a proper caseload, particularly for our kids. We've done some things with foster care to allow kids to stay in foster care longer if they're going to college and to be able to access some scholarships. So that they can afford to go to college. We've done all that, and we've still cut out of that budget about $66 million, which is about 7% of the budget total. So we've been very frugal with the money. We've been able to transfer about $350 million out of the general fund into the road fund, the transportation fund, in order to do more projects around the state. You're going to hear an announcement on what these projects are probably either late this week or next week. And not every county is going to get a project, but they're basing it on economic development. And where those will be, we'll wait and see with the announcement. I've had a couple things. I did some cleanup work on the, you might remember, we require public employees to pay either 20% of their health care costs, or we put in place what was called a hard cap.
Mm-hmm.
That needed some tweaks. We got that passed, came out of the House. There was some real problems with a two-person. They were way out of line with the other two, so we got that taken care of and cleaned up some other things, technical things. And got a couple bills that have advanced. One has to do with protecting our hometown pharmacies, helping them, not protecting them, helping them to at least be paid for the drugs that they sell, what the drugs are costing them. And that looks like it's moving along well, and it looks like there's good support for it over in the House. The other thing is we got a little bill that has to do with railroad divestiture for our short line railroads, like what come into Coldwater, in order to give more assurance to these companies that if they invest in those railroads, that they will not have them sold out from underneath them because of state laws. So a lot of little technical things like that, and we did a lot of that sort of thing once the budget was done to help take care of specific problems that had been brought to the legislature.
Overall, then, do you feel pretty good about what happened in the state Senate? Did you accomplish the stuff that needed to get done?
Well, I think we did. Now, you know, it all depends on your point of view. We did not get additional road funding, but we got more money into the roads. But everybody I talked to made it very plain to me back here in the district that they didn't want a gas tax increase and they didn't want registration fee increases.
Mm-hmm.
So it took care of that. We've talked a lot up in Lansing about the MCCA charge on our auto insurance bills. When I talk to people back down in the district again, not all, but the vast majority of them tell me, just leave it alone. We want that assurance that if we're badly hurt in an auto accident, that we're going to have medical coverage the rest of our life. We're the only state that has it. People have told me that they want that. You know, some have told me no. I'm not going to sit here and say it's unanimous by any stretch, but most people tell me that just leave it alone.
Yeah.
So those are probably two big issues that the media really focused in on, and those didn't get taken care of, but a lot of other things did.
All right. Real quick then, first couple of weeks into January, what do you need to do hitting the ground running?
Well, I think the governor's coming out with his State of the State speech on, I don't know, the 16th of January, something like that. But I think you're going to see a real emphasis or a real effort to improve mental health coverage in the state, both for our Medicaid population and others. We're going to be looking at reforming a lot of things and putting a lot more emphasis in that area. There's just too many gaps right now, and that includes not only mental illness, but also how we take care of our developmentally disabled. And I've been in the middle of that for the last 6-8 months in there seems to be, I think, a real sincere effort, and I think you're going to hear from the governor a lot of changes coming in that area, and I think they're going to be good changes.
All right.
So that's probably one of the major things that will be on the docket for next year. And then, of course, there's always the budget and the priorities for the money. I wouldn't be surprised to see that there might be an effort to put more money into the roads, not with tax increases, but they expect us to have a little bit more money in the general fund. So we'll see if we can transfer some of that over into the roads. I would hope that we could do that.
All right. Well, if we don't see you before then, have a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and we'll check back after the first of the year.
Well, the same to you, Ken, and I urge all your listeners to take the time to count your blessings. If you've had a tough year, I look forward to a better one this year, and if you've had a good year, thank the good Lord for that.
All right, Bruce. Merry Christmas to you and Beth.
Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye. That is State Senator Bruce Caswell with us this morning.